Hi, Eagles fans. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. As the rain continues to fall here in South Philadelphia, that didn't stop the Eagles from taking the practice field today for OTAs. And one of the players who was rejoining the team was wide receiver Nelson Agholor. The first-round pick had been in California for the NFL rookie premiere, but he was back today, and he spoke about his transition into the NFL.
I will say the pro game is the pro game for a reason. I mean, it's a different level of ball. I mean, everybody comes out here every day with the mentality to progress and go hard. You know, it's a job. So in terms of college, some guys are just out there. Everybody out here was chosen to be here.
And also speaking today was Byron Maxwell, who addressed his recent Super Bowl comments. And while he doesn't back away from them, he's confident that the culture here will help the Eagles go a long way.
It's a culture we got here. We're gonna win. The beliefs, the guys in the locker room, how we gel together, you can see that already. You know, we don't have any selfish characters. And that's number one of a winning team. They don't really have selfish characters as a team.
And Maxwell also received support from fellow secondary mate Malcolm Jenkins, who believed that that's how everyone in this building should feel about the Eagles' Super Bowl chances.
Yeah, I think the first step of being successful in any facet of life is believing that you can actually do it and really harvesting on that belief. And so, you know, I think he shares the thoughts of everybody in this building that we have what it takes and that we have the plan that we're going to execute and plan on executing to get there. And if we don't have that and we didn't believe that, then it's like, what are we doing?
Sticking in the secondary, Nolan Carroll addressed the media today about his first team reps here with the Eagles. And for Carroll, a veteran in the NFL, he's excited about his opportunity to earn a starting spot opposite of Byron Maxwell.
It's a great opportunity. You know, I'm just going out there competing, you know, making plays. You know, I'm trying to do everything I can to help this team. You know, and every day I go out there, it's just a mindset of always trying to get better and always competing.
And on the offensive side of the ball for the Eagles, wide receiver Jordan Matthews addressed the media today. And while he did take snaps both inside and outside, he said it doesn't really matter in this Eagles offense.
I mean, yeah, of course, you know, I'm getting some reps out there. But like I said, it's still receiver, man. I think with our offense, it's so dynamic. You can't put too much weight in who's outside, who's inside, who is quote-unquote number one, quote-unquote number two. I think that stuff's really irrelevant.
And a couple of injury notes from today. D'Amico Ryans, Josh Huff, Earl Wolf, Marcus Smith, and Kenyon Barner were all limited in today's action. And while the competition was fierce here at the NovaCare Complex, it was just as tough over at Lincoln Financial Field as Eagles Youth Partnership hosted their 12th annual chess tournament. Stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com for the full video of all of that chess action. And Eagles fans gathered the girls for a day of football fitness and fun at this year's Eagles Academy for Women on June 6th and 7th. D'Amico Ryans and Ike Reese will be in attendance along with Brent Celek and John Runyon. You can spend the day with Rhea Hughes, Eagles players and coaches for an unforgettable experience at the NovaCare Complex. Limited tickets are available. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Women's Academy for tickets and event details. For continuing coverage of Eagles OTAs, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.